Now, if you look at the lineup, supposed to be like that, they can buy from all the and you got the motor things like that, but you can buy
Thank you. Stop by there for lunch today. That's a good stop. In my face.
and she classified that effort. And then he starts her free throw. That's also the Supreme Court pressure here. Looking to break the price of that bag. All alone is Allen, and he takes it away to take a memory for them. Into the hands of Ames, of the quarter, failing back to Elliott to stop. Now in the face to Kira, Kira starts to go underneath him. Ames is it. Foul. And the quarter tries to get that single from Jay, but it's a crucial stop. Now for the 16 fouls now, and here comes the... We're going to go with 22 correction now from Delta. Long inbound now underneath. That was like a travel. But, yeah, still good by Escobar and Delta. We'll have the ball. That was inside the ring. He said, he helped it to the top. But he's still calling for Delta has the track. Then as soon as we hold forward, 403 left. First, we're just going to get back out to quarter. On the back of the Miller, they work it around. Now back to Kuda, and so he's in. We're going to get back on the other end now. Gay. Ready to get underneath. Get his window sent back to Gay. Travel then decide. Well, and Warren Jeffrey step back in to Grand Bank Motor Group. Let's keep our things up. That's great. Quarter. He's got the chances with him, though. Tatum. He's pushing inside the shooter into a double. He's going to get it up ahead. And Frazier is going to be spun for success. He's going to go to the line for Steve Reagan for success. He helps the last.
Bring it up for the Longhorns. Okay.
up to Alex back out, and a travel call on to Alex. So the call will turn the ball back over to Dalton. And I have to go in check into the game for Tika. Summers from the point now. Over there, Cody Clapton Summers around the guy or Robert Summers. We're in the way, go good. 6-4 at least. Got Summers back to up. Up shot, no good. And a right to the defense. Yeah, the guy was a shot. Up fighting for the defense. The Longhorns. So, the basketball, Jeffrey. He goes. Excuse me, that touches the budget. He decides to drop up high on the backboard. By Dave, he gave up balance. That's up. Jumping with the basketball. So he hits left elbow. Arms get back to Dyer on the right side. And now it's difficult. A little bit of half a seat there by Dave. A bunch of stopping with the fine left of the first one. That's a good one. That's why we're scribbling. Talon sets the pick. A very good job of it. It's better to fire. Thank you.
get the real that like all the back in the direction on the face. All the traps are good. He does my part. And more than a little
Thank you.
40. Yep. We'll put it on the good. There's over 5. Touch. Day. Day. Looking. Then it's with the double teeth. Keep the line. Put up the jumper. No good. And down by 8. Up top of the border. Now back to 8. Now border. The right elbow back up to 8. Same as 8. Ball no good. Bound at 5. Please push back. They're going to go high off the flag. And he's going to be called for the foul. He was wrapped around the head. Number 4. Up. Foul on the Panthers. Grand Nation Motorsports Coach Q2 Delta. Kylie up. Check back in. Austin will bring it up. Austin. Face the pass. Now just put it today on the left side. Jay. Looking. Now goes underneath. So that's going to be the summer. Summer's perfect. Two up. Can't get the track on, that's what you got to back up. Out of the four left, it's first tackle.
Can't drop the trench, but it's good if you have to.
Jeffy, very, very good. Now back up to Jeffy. Go to Hodgson on the right side. Hodgson picks up the dribble. Hudson, Jeffy, a little screw right there to the dark yard. Then here, he's thrown away. Katie picks up the basketball. Ellie, goes up play, over the border. Hudson picks up the paint, goes to the half on the left side. Hudson, turns around, bounce out, bounce. Hey, it's eight, so it's the green. Bounce to the, he's going to have that back away by Jared, just over to
Have you seen a machine in town to work at?
How do
you get a friend to work on the outside of the
valve installed on Allen?
Summers will bring it up to the campus. Inside the A&C, Albert, if it goes off class, Albert gets to become back out to A. A to the stop, over to Comfort Summers. Now in, back out to the A, over to Summers. Summer is there. Go to the four now. I think we'll be searching the four of the power and score for that. Underneath to a setting hostage and is knocked out of bounds by the Panthers. Salt maintains possession. Inbound it goes to Garris. Floats the pass over to Austin. Shot goes good. Bounced by the Longhorns. The fact no good. He's done again by the law. It's called, it's ultimately takes you out of bounds. And back to Delta. And they put a six substitution, Frazier and Miller back into the game for the fans. Summers across the time stretch. Taylor, pushing. As the pass not out of bounds. This day is back in the game. Song. 28 left. Take it off. Summers. Over the middle on the right side. 43 back out. Taylor. 50. Top. Back out to the Summers. Turnover back. 34 of the 10 followers score. Looking into basketball, half over to Chris. That's stolen by Eaton Huff. That one coming up. Great to have to go. Delta makes the play, but it goes to the hands of the Longhorns. Hodgson now with the basketball across the midcourt. That's the middle of the draft. Now, that is focused in. It's knocked away by Frazier up and at the three. Up. Don't forget the roll. Longhorns just decide to keep their balls to where is their ball that one. Okay. report. The report points out the day.
Thank you. what the brass has caused you. Did you see any trick?
Well, he just said he couldn't blow him. What we wanted to get that truck was the pattern of the truck. And he started going his back. But he didn't get that guy on his flight.
On his flight to the first time out the top door on the side.
Delta. Okay, sir. All your points.
Sir, what's from half to our first half staff court?
What did you think about 5-4 DC? What did you think about the federal terms for the six?
Okay. Oh, here's 2 points.
Take it down and assist in the block. It is number 4 points in the back. You have to have a couple of points. Give up. You go cut. 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 You go cut.
You
go cut. You go cut. You go cut. You go cut.
Yes, to the right of the traffic.
where the fire is. It's fall now. It's fast. Then picked up by Alice over to Alan. Alan picked up Ferris. Fraser comes up with a rebound. He's going to have the speaker head coming out of her. He can step out of the way, then over the back to the ball, make sure to get it underneath the basket. That ball's going to go out of bounds. Fraser with 7 boards, and officially on the night. Porter's pushed up to the hand. And it'll hang Ellie ball on tap. Miller, he'll dribble, tries to get it inside, and right into the hands of Allen, turnover by Panthers. Jeffers puts up the couple in the backboard, long full of fast up ahead, and end up the hand of Jeffers. Jeffers has to play by Miller. That's the call. It's going to maintain that. Jeffers has to do that.
That's 26
Dyer. Dyer hits the deck. Taylor Summers is second. Taylor. Grand Mesa for the system. Hodgson. The system away. Summers with eight now on a pitch with a salt, which is quite hilarious, and out of his call about Summers. Right. Fourth team is on Taylor. Dave will be back into the game with Longhorns on the Grand Mesa for it's going to be bounced up and slipped back out of bounds. It'll be for the Longhorns just to get open. Going down to Dave. Dave, he's excited. He's going to put the hands to the box, and now in the hands of Summons. Taylor is the first group. Taylor taking to go. Now hands it off to Tina Tina. Back out. Out of bounds. People keep going in the rush quarter, but it's going to go out of bounds off the salt. Okay. Now, Austin will style five out. So, Austin will pick up for second. 40 left in at the third. Looking at him, he bumped back out of the race, and now it looks like it's going away, going inside. It's foul. It'll get out of bounds off the shelter. The full fresh pants. They're able to lob it in, take the Paris up ahead. That's the ball. It's cut down from the top. Get the off the Fraser. head down to the dress and that program checks back to the self and make the motor system.
There's some straight bubble stuff.
The cubic line is right back to the front of the system.
And can't get that one. We found Ty Hallberg. He gets his over 2 days. Singular quarter. Kay or Ellie. Ellie at the top of the key. Ellie inside the arc pushed it underneath the Kuda. Can't get the shot to go. She goes like that was in that note was too close. She helped me last week. Tatum Miller. Aaron Summers. Is check back to the game. Erica was gone. Longhorns trying to take the head. It's beautiful. Get the ball over the top of it. It's like touching the earth. Miller. Stop. It's the compass now. Going to work it in, now back out, that's Dominic, and they go off the side of the backboard, rebounds by the Longhorn. 3 seconds left, Jefferson, Jay, fighting with Muller, Taco Town still falls off from 6 seconds left, that's tough. Coming to the scout, down. 8-4, 3-6 off, 6-4. Miller. Over to Stonehenge on the right elbow. Inside to Kuda Kuda. Trying to go off the glass. Out of bounds. Off of Calgary for foul call. Oh, then it's all stars on Erica. Interesting. And pressure for the Panthers. To get it into the hot field. fight for the loose ball. That's a time jump ball, and tell people have a question. Creepy shot. Pressed it on the front print there for a second or two before it fell out.
topic of how to stop terror to build a community of a local control of freedom.
Okay, it's a big stop.
He's back at Stonehenge.
Over at Wilson.
Wilson to Anaya. Stonehenge. Almost broke on the way. It's going to go out of bounds off the ball.
And of course that passer. That he gets into that just
so it.
So he stops the GRC. Reach the left side, now back up to the hit. So he gets the stop, now the ball is up.
Okay.
So it, so it.
Dribble, now stop to the right hand.
Steps inside the arch track like this. That's the bus in the game.
Stop. Stop. Zero. Up to step.
That totally picks up with the first. Now, we'll stop 30 seconds. The beat is going to the left corner of Oliver Calder.
Out to Wilson, now Bruce to the left side.
Get past totally from the right.
And they're going to call a travel on Anaya.
You'll know that they can only 6 seconds left in the game.
Up ahead of two buildings.
So it. Albert. Albert. Casey. Up on the
that was his big time. Which is important. So, I don't think like that. After the game itself, it is first.
Thank you.
Are made in Delta. Go to 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant. Steak, seafood, burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook. Stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. Stop in at 305 Main Street in Delta, where they're making dining experiences. Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV, side-by-side, snowmobile, and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they got it. Grand Mesa Motorsports also features a comprehensive department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit Grand Mesa Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. Captain Chen is a quick service Mexican restaurant that specializes in fresh and professional style Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. at your go-to for a quick delicious meal. Captain Chen, 707 Main in Delta. Numerous reiterated pieces of chef, paid and buy from Melbourne Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service may be easy to drop off, pick up available. Visit HellmanMotorsShow.com or stop by 7692 and Delta. Everything we do is written by you at Hellman Motor Company. Do you need help to relax? Let Stacy at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today at 874-2939. That's Stacy Simicki at the Sunflower Room. Modern appliances in Western Colorado with top-of-the-line appliances for over 72 years. So see Jim and his friendly staff at Modern Appliances. 152 HC Delta for all your appliances. Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine has offered a wide array of welding and fabricating services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, supreme service, power cutting, and lasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel and Machine, and they will help get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine. Their designers and nails make you look good. They offer most salon needs, including styling, cutting, color, and perms for men, women, and children. They also offer manicures, pedicures, acrylic gels, and dip nails. Plus, body and face waxing, facials, teeth whitening, and spray tan. Call for an appointment today, 874-TH. Stop by 25 Stafford Lane.
Welcome back to the Panther Den. Is ready to tangle with the Longhorns. So Panther basketball presented by Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. Delta's third in lead behind Moffitt County and undefeated Aspen after the boys knocked off Coleridge on Tuesday, 64-49. Four players scored in double digits. Braden Sprout with 14, Johnny Gossin with 13, Easton Bear with 11, and Brendan Bear with 10. The Salt is 5-6 overall, 2-2 in league after defeating Roaring Fork 48-38 on Tuesday. The Longhorns are led by a pair of seniors, Marlon Nelson, who averages 10 points and 8 rebounds a game, and their leading scorer, Wish Moore, who averages 13 points a game. Take a look at the lineups now. Sponsored by Hellman Motor Company. Hellman, newer pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Hellman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pick-up available. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you, the Hellman Motor Company. First, the non-starters for the Panthers. Number 1, Joe Brasales. Number 4, Connor Workman. Number 11, Diego Gutierrez. Number 12, Ryland Bynum. Number 21, Brendan Mayer. Number 33, Hunter Goff. The starters for the Panthers. Number 2, Johnny Gossin. Number 5, Brayden Sprout. Number 10, Landon Clay. Number 15, Tucker Johnson. Number 22, Easton Bear. The starters for the Salt will be number 3, Taylor Hayes. Number 11, Wish Moore. Number 22, Ben Limangeli. Number 23, Marlon Nelson. And number 33, Elias Schindler. Finishing up the starting lineup announcements here in the gym. The best PA announcer in high school basketball, Paul Sheen. Finishing those up for you as we get ready for the start of the boys' game. Taco Chime tip-off going to come your way. Taco Chime, quick service Mexican restaurant. Specializes in freshly prepared home-style Mexican food, open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. That's Taco Time, 707 Main in Delta. So once again, Delta, look, things rolling here. And a little bit of a winning streak. Should be a good game tonight against Basalt. Delta in their home white green black numbers with the green out. Basalt, the purple jerseys with the gold numbers. So just about ready to get underway here. It'll be Baker and Nelson doing the tip-off. And we are ready for action here. And control of the tip goes to Delta. Clay to Gottfried. A&M Tracy's three ball right out of the gate and drains it. That's the momentum grabber for you. Basalt back the other direction. Delta right to left. Basalt left to right. They work it in to Moore. Moore just inside the arc. An arcing jumper, and that's 2 points for Moore. So Delta leads 3-2 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Just underway here in the boys basketball game. Tucker Johnson now takes aim at an A&M Creations three ball. Nothing but net. It's 16 Delta quick here in the first quarter. On the perimeter now. Schindler, knocked out of bounds by Delta. Hayes with the Dowdy Steel Machine inbound for the Longhorns. It goes to Limoncelli, now back to Hayes. Now Limoncelli again, over to Moore. Moore, over to Limoncelli. Excuse me, that's Hayes. Now Limoncelli at the top. Inside to Schindler. Little runner gets the roll. 6-4 Delta on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Clay dishes to Braden Sprout, and he'll get the roll. So Delta ahead by 4 with 6:30 left. Steal by Delta. Justine. With the basketball, left elbow, a little crossover drive, splits the double team, gets it off the glass. Johnny G with 5 now. And we're going to have a Delta Cabinet Company timeout by the Longhorns. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. So Delta coming out shooting the ball. Justine and Johnson with three balls. Justine and Sprouts with a couple of two-point buckets. Delta leads 10-4 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. 6:19 left in the first. Moore will bring it across the time stripe for the Longhorns. Over to Hayes. Hayes to Schindler, Schindler, Limoncelli, Limoncelli, to Hayes. Hayes looks to break the double team, and there's going to be a foul call on Hayes, and Delta will have the basketball. Clay, directing traffic, he brings the ball across midcourt. Over to Johnson in the right corner, and it breaks the three ball good. Chuck with 6 now on the game. Schindler is going to scramble. Kind of got caught in between there and didn't get rid of the ball. Clay again across the time stripe. Dishes to Sprout. Sprout in the lane. Jumps up. Jumper. Sprout with 4. Delta, a 15-4 advantage on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Moore just in front of the arc, and they'll get it off the front rim. Delta can't come up with the rebound. It's going to go out of bounds, and Longhorns will have the basketball. Hayes all alone at the top of the key. Now cuts in. more finds Nelson at the top, dishes to Lyman Jelly, and in Grayson's three ball, Johnson three. Play. With the basketball at the top of the key, over to Gottstein on the left elbow, into Johnson. He'll wing it around to Clay, back in the paint. Johnson from the free throw line is good. And Delta up 17-4 on the Sunflower scoreboard, 5 minutes left in the first. Moore, guarded by Strout. Moore to Limoncelli. Limoncelli over to Moore on the right elbow. Moore. Out to Hayes, now into Schindler. Schindler underneath the line of Jelly. They kick it back out to Moore, and he'll have the A&M station three ball. Delta back on the other end, now Strout. Now Gustine at the top, whip it around to Clay, now inside to Bear. Bear tries to split the double team, and foul is going to be called on Nelson. Delta will have possession. And the Doughty steel machine inbound. Doughty with a 10-point lead, 17-7 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Inbound to Bear, to Clay, now to Johnson. That one's offline, shot no good. And Delta going to come up with the rebound. They get it in to Bear in the paint. It's good. Easton's got his first 2 points. Hayes. Nelson, dish to Schindler, and a foul going to be called on Gustine. That'll be the first team foul on Delta, first foul on Johnny G. Moore with the Doughty steel machine inbound. It's going to go to Hayes, back to Moore. Moore works his way to the top of the key, over to Schindler, now into the left corner. Now they try to work it inside, whistle blows. And foul going to be called on Delta. It'll be the first on Sprout. Daddy steel machine inbound goes to Schindler. Schindler long pass to Moore. Moore on the right elbow. Moore back to the top. Pulls up his dribble. Over to Lyman Jelly. Now inside to Nelson. He'll have the hoop in the arm. Mono Appliance serving Western Colorado with top-of-the-line appliances for over 72 years. Go see Jim and his friendly staff at Modern Appliance, 152 Main Street in Delta, for all your appliance needs. So the and one is good for Nelson. Delta's got a 9-point advantage. It's 19-10 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard, 3:40 left in the first. Gottstein around to Bear, long skip pass to Clay, inside to Johnson, back out to Gottstein. Gottstein now almost throws that one away. Clay gets it back, Sprout from the right corner into Tucker. Johnson back out to Clay, around to Gottstein, around Sprout, left corner, and in traces free ball, no good. Rebound to Salt. Loomis, that's Wyatt Loomis, brings the ball up. They work it in, now back out. Moore and increases three ball good. Yeah, 19-13, Delta on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Delta around the perimeter. They work it underneath to out. Misses the shot, but he'll go to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratton and Remax Mountain West free throws. Greg and Christy Stratton with Remax Mountain West, a combined 41 years of experience selling Delta County Real Estate. Experience and expertise to get the job done. Call Greg or Christy Stratton today for your real estate needs. 970-234-4734 or 970-216-0274. So Scotty going to miss the first one. Brian Mason Motorsports substitution. Brian Bynum is in the game for Delta. Sprout will drain the second, and it's 20-13 Delta on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. 2:47 left in the first. Moore flips it over to the right corner. Now they go underneath to Nelson. Shot is no good. Rebound there. Quickly back the other direction. Sprout tries to split the double team. Kicks it out to Tucker Johnson, his and Jason Streetball's no good. It'll go out of bounds off of Delta. Brendan Bayer will be in for Easton, and that's a Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. Moore will bring it up for the Longhorns. Moore looks for a screen. Now gets it over to Hayes Gatlin. Now they go back to Loomis at the top. They work it into Tucker Johnson, who gets the steal. Whip it around to Clay. Now Bynum. Bynum, the little ball fake. Runner in the lane. Can't get it to go from the baseline, and it's a rebound by DeSalt. Moore underneath to Nelson. And Bear, I think, will get the block on that one. Brendan. Delta comes up with it. They go to Sprout in the right corner. And in Grayson's three ball, no good. Rebound by Loomis. Almost loses the handle, but they'll get it back. Now Moore. They work the inside to Nelson. Turnaround jumper, no good. Rebound by Clay. Up ahead to Bynum. Clay. Bynum. Around there. Now inside to Johnson. And Johnson, we're going to call a taco time jump ball. The Salt's going to have possession. Johnson went up and came down and saw the ball in his hands. The Salt player got his hand on it. So Delta with a 7-point advantage, 20-13 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. About 1:15 left in the first. Moore over to Gatlin. Now inside to Nelson. Jumper no good. Be backed up by Sprout. Bynum. Now Clay. Back to Bynum on the right left elbow. Back to Clay. Around to Sprout on the right side. Inside to Johnson. High off the glass. It's good. Moore. Over to Nelson. Thought about an and creation three ball instead. Kicks it to the right corner. And Gatlin, who will take the three. 22-16 Delta on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. 35 seconds left in the first. Clay to Bynum. Bynum back to Clay. Clay works it inside to Johnson. Back out to Sprout. Sprout of the paint. This is underneath the Bear. Misses the shot. Gets the rebound. Puts it back. It's good. Brendan's first two of the game. 15 seconds left. Moore. But he's going to hold it for the final shot of the quarter. He'll get a screen. Now gets it inside the arc. Takes the shot. No good. Rebound Bear. Brendan to Clay. He's going to have his keys blocked. At the end of the first, Delta leads 24-16 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Do you need help to relax with Stacey Sinicki at the Sunflower Room? Help the pain and stress away. She's board-certified in therapeutic massage and bodywork, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacey Sinicki at the Sunflower Room. Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machines offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, crane service, powder coating, and sandblasting, oh, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel and Machine, and they will help get the project done right. Give them a call today, 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine. So Delta coming out quick, opening up a 10-point advantage. It's now 8-24-16 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard as we get ready to start the second quarter. Tucker Johnson on officially 10 points and aboard. Johnny Gustine with 5. And Braden Sprout, 4 points, a rebound and an assist so far in the first half of play. Delta will have the possession to start the second quarter. Bynum. To Gossing at the top. It's Gossing, Goff, Brendan, Bear, Workman, and Bynum on the floor. A little stutter step at the top. Bynum can't get it to go off the glass. Bear fighting underneath. Brendan gets the rebound. Putback no good. Gets his own rebound. And that's what that is, bud. So Delta's lead back to 10. Salt trying to work it inside at the baseline to get it underneath to Loomis. He'll lay it in. Gustin with the ball for the Panthers. Fishes to Bynum. Bynum to Workman. Over to Gustin. Gustin will stutter step now. Going to try to go in the lane. And they're going to say Hayes will have the foul. That'll be the second on Taylor Hayes. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. So Hayden Rowley will check into the game for the Longhorns. Goff gets the Dowdy Steel Machine inbound. They work it into Bear. Can't get the shot to go. Fight for the rebound. Taco time jump ball call. Longhorns with possession. 7 minutes left in the first half. Delta leads 26-18 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Moore up to Loomis. Going to work it inside. Now back out to Moore at the top. Moore to Loomis on the left side. Loomis, they try to work it into Nelson. That ball is going to be stolen by Delta. And Orton gets the steal there. Delta back on the other end. It's Gustin. Gustin weaving his way to his baseline. Launches this one out to Bynum. Bynum now in the lane. Tries to kick that around. Workman ends up with it. Now Goff around the Bynum man and creates a three ball from the right side. No good. Rebound the Salt. Loomis trying to get it to Moore and does on the left side. Moore splits a double team, pulls up his dribble. Now over to Rowley, back up to the top and Loomis. Loomis to Moore on the left side, and in creation's three ball, no good. Rebound Nelson, back out to Loomis. Loomis in the lane, runner rattles home. 26-20 Delta on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Gossin brings it up to the Panthers, over to Bynum. They worked around the left side, works it in the left corner, back to Bynum. Now top the key and Gossin. Bynum, left elbow, Bynum directing traffic. Over to Gustin, back to Bynum. Bynum, Gustin across to Workman, now in to Goff. Goff airballed that one, and the Longhorns will bring it back. Moore at the top of the key. Looks like we're getting ready for some wholesale substitutions for the Panthers. Going to put the starters back into the game as the Salt's going to throw that one away. Grand Mesa Motorsports substitutions. Gustin, Johnson, Bear. That's Easton, Clay, and Sprout all back on the court now. Delta with the Dowdy Steel Machine inbound. Goes to Clay. Clay at the top of the key, looking for something to set up. Gustin, they work it into Johnson. Johnson, turnaround jumper from 5 foot, good. Tucker with 12. Loomis with the basketball. Loomis around to Gatlin. Gatlin to the Moore in the right corner and an integration three ball. Good. 5 point advantage for Delta, 28-23 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Sprout at the top of the key to Gustin. Gustin. Clay. Back around to Sprout on the right side. Sprout gets in the point. Paint. Jumps. Stop. And a collision as two players tried to take up the same area of space at the same time, and it did not happen. And Easton Bear is going to be called for his second foul. So Moore will bring it up for the Longhorns. Over to Loomis. Loomis to Gatlin on the right side. Gatlin trying to dribble in now to Moore. Long pass to Loomis. Loomis brings it down. Loomis in a double team gets it out to number 5, Rowley, and it's going to go out of bounds off of him. 4:04 left in the first half. Delta leads 28-23 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Sprout to Johnson, and in creation three balls. No good from the right corner. Rebound by the Salt. Moore to bring it across the time stripe. Moore, little crossover in front of Gustin. They work around the perimeter. Due to the Longhorns, Loomis over to Gatlin, and in creation, three balls, no good. Rebound, Sprout. Sprout looking, and he's going to take it all by himself. Can't get it to go, but he'll go to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratton, and Remax Mountain West free throws. Grand Mesa Motorsports, your Celtics Premier ATV side-by-side snowmobile and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Grand Mesa Motorsports also features a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. To the Grand Mesa Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority to Sprout. It's both of his free throws. Back on the other end, Wish More attempts an A&M Creations three ball. It's no good. And Easton Bear will have the rebound. Sprout at the top of the key now for the Panthers. Sprout in the lane, dishes to Bear. Bear stops, jump shot good. Easton with four on the night. And Delta back up to a 9-point advantage, 32-23 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. 2:50 left in the half. Air ball on the hand in creation. Three ball by Kellen. Johnson comes up with the rebound, tries to take it himself. Fight for the rebound there. And a top of time jump ball called. So Delta will have possession. Daddy Steele machine inbound goes to Johnson. Sprout now around to Gossie. Now Clay in the left corner. Aiden Grace's three ball no good. Rebound Johnson. Tucker kicks it out to Sprout. He'll spot for Aiden Grace's three ball. It's no good. Bear getting up with the rebound. He'll get it to go off the glass. Easton with six. Unofficially on the night. Moore looking for some space. He's going to lose the handle. Johnson comes up with it. Johnson up ahead to Sprout. Sprout with the reverse. He'll get it to go, but he's going to go to the line for two. Brayden Christie Stratton and Remax Mountain West free throws. Delta Cabinet Company with Cabinet Design Solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Sprout will get the first. Got a nice little shooter's roll on that one. Sprouty's got the second. 8 points for Braden, unofficially on the night. Back the other way now. Loomis to Gatlin. Gatlin in, now back out to Lyman Jelly. Shot's no good. Rebound play. Play to Gossina and Grayson's three ball, no good, but he's going to be called for the travel before the shot. He kind of stepped into it and can't really do that. So, Dowdy Steel Machine inbound for the Longhorns. Loomis to bring it across the time strike. Over to Lyman Jelly. They try to work it inside, and Delta will come up with the steal. Long pass to Sprout. Sprout going to drive in the lane. Turn around jumper. No good. Rebound Moore. Moore for the Longhorns looking to take it himself. Nope. Steps back out. Gets it to Loomis. They work it inside to Lyman Jelly. Lyman Jelly can't get it to go off the glass. Now the putback foul going to be called on Easton Bear. Brendan Bear quickly off the bench into the scorer's table to check in. It'll send Marlon Nelson to the line for two. Greg and Tristan Stratton and Remax Mountain left free throws. First one's off the back iron. Brendan Bear now in on the Grand Motorsports substitution. Here comes Hunter Goff as well. So Nelson can't make either of them and got two. We'll bring it up for the Panthers. 1:15 left in the half. Gustine, Clay at the top. Clay into Goff. Goff steps back out to Bear. Bear a little ball fake, and now it's going to be stolen. It's going to be Hayes. Excuse me, that's Loomis. Back out to Moore. Moore guarded by Gustine. Over to Datlin. It's going to be stolen. Gustine up ahead to Sprout. Left-handed lay-in is good. Braden with 10 unofficially now on tonight. 40 seconds left in the half. Delta leads 38-23 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. They work it in the paint. Now Nelson turnaround jumper's good. 28 seconds left in the half, and Clay's got the basketball. Clay, they have seen back to Clay. Long pass to Sprout on the right side. Back out to Clay at the top around the Gustine. Now Bear. Brendan in the side to Goff. Goff underneath. Gonna have that pass stolen by Moore. Moore looking for a screen. Steal by Sprout. Sprout gets it to go high off the glass. And that is a great way for Delta to end the first half. Delta leads 40-25 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. A&M Creations on Main and Delta, going to 2021 Best All-Around Restaurants, Steak, Seafood, Burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. Stop in at 305 Main Street in Delta, where they're making guided experiences. So we're going to take a break. And when we come back, I'm going to talk with girls head coach Kyle Crowder. That's coming up here at halftime. Boys lead 40-25 in the Sunflower Room scoreboard. You're listening to Delta Panthers basketball presented by Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance.
Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance, your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing 874-8626. To get a quote today from all your personal or business insurance, Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Jonathan River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project.
Mark Tanner back with you at halftime of the boys game. Panthers lead the Salt 40-25 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. I'm joined by girls head coach Kyle Crowder. And Kyle, you got the win, but it didn't look like you were real happy on the sideline there.
Well, it's one of those games that I feel like that our kids definitely did not live up to their potential. You know, we are capable of so much more, and I'm just waiting for the day that when we start seeing everybody start living up to that, we're going to be incredibly tough to beat. So, you know, tonight we were kind of our own worst enemy. We just couldn't get out of our own way. We just kept missing easy opportunities, and we got to find a way to get past that.
So coming up Friday, you've got, I'm sorry, tonight, today's Friday. It's been a long week. Coming up tomorrow, you have Central. And Central playing Fruita tonight. Central, a good team. You and I were talking before the game. You're hoping they were pretty physical with each other and kind of beat each other up. That being said, if Central comes in here and is physical with us, do you think we can match them their physicality?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We're capable of playing any kind of basketball. I mean, we've got to be in the right mindset, and our girls got to be ready tomorrow, you know, and I think the last couple of games, I think that that our mental preparation coming into it could have definitely been better. And I think tomorrow we're going to play like it. I think we're going to play really prepared. I think we're going to execute. I think we're going to be about the best that we've been all season.
So these last couple of games have been against kind of subpar competition. Do you feel like this has played down to the competition a little bit? And maybe tomorrow they'll play up to the competition they're going to get to Central?
Yeah, it's kind of hard to say, you know. So far this season, you know, we haven't really played down to people. I don't think that we necessarily played down on Tuesday. It was just the fact that they tried to slow it down and get us out of our rhythm. And by doing that, they were able to, you know, make us not play what we're capable of. Tonight, I feel like that we maybe played down to their level a little bit. I feel like that we could have done things significantly better. But we had a lot of good things happening. We had a lot of good girls came in off the bench and gave us some minutes, and kind of in the second half when we needed somebody to take over, I felt like that a couple of those starters really did step up and show that they can put this team on their back and get it through tough situations.
Okay, well, I will let you go for the night. Go get some rest. Get ready to come back and do it all again tomorrow. Thanks, Cal.
Yeah, thank you.
Shelter Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Shelter Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit ShelterCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Shelter Cabinet Company. Greg, you can see that. Relax, not in that. A combined 41 years of experience selling Delta County real estate. Experience and expertise to get the job done. Call Greg or Chris Stratton today for your real estate needs. 970-234-4734. A&M Creations on Main and Delta. Voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant. Steaks, seafood, burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. Stop in at 305 Main Street in Delta, where they're making dining experiences. Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV side-by-side snowmobile and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Grand Mesa Motorsports also features a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit Grand Mesa Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. Now, is there this Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared style Mexican food? From 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. it just tells you for a quick delicious meal. Taco Time, 707 Main in Delta. Newark, Florida, the East Shop, Shaven Butter, the Melvin Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Visit HellmanMotorsShow.com or shop by 76 County Next to in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you, the Hellman Motor Company.
Mark Kenner back with you and the Panther. Dan, it's halftime. Delta leads 40-25 on the Basalt Longhorns. Taking a look at some of the stats in the first half. Brayton Sprout with 12 points, 2 boards, and 3 assists. Also had a steal. Tucker Johnson had 12, 2 boards, and a steal. Easton Bear with 6 points and 3 boards. He also had a steal and a block. Brendan Bear, 4 points, 4 boards. And Johnny Gustine with 5. The interview with the girls head coach Kyle Crowder, brought to you by Modern Appliance. Modern Appliance, serving Western Colorado with Southern Line Appliances for over 72 years. This is Jim and his friendly staff at Modern Appliance, 152 Main Street in Delta, for all your appliance needs. Halftime show brought to you by Delta Cabinet Company. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. That's Delta Cabinet Company. Of course, Delta Panthers basketball presented by Jerry Reiner State Farm Insurance. Jerry Reiner State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Reiner State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. We're going to take another break, and when we come back off the second half of this basketball game, we're listening to Delta Panthers basketball presented by Jerry Reiner State Farm Insurance.
Because the Tyler's and Males will make you look good. They offer most of our needs, including styles, cutting, color, and perms for men, women, and children. They also offer manicures, pedicures, acrylic gels, and dip nails. Plus, body and face masks, facial, teeth whitening, and spray tan. Call for an appointment today, 874-1818, or stop by 25 Stafford Lane. Here's the Tyler's and Males. Jerry Ryder, State Farm Insurance, is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing 874-8666. Pick up today for all your personal or business insurance. Jerry Ryder, State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street, Delta. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Jonathan River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project.
Welcome back. Mark Canner here with you as we get ready to start the second half. Once again, Delta has the lead, 40-25 on the Sunflower Ruins scoreboard. Delta came out firing, dropping the rock to start the basketball game. We'll see if they do the same thing here in the second half. Delta able to build a 10-point advantage early on, and now they've got it up to 15. Here to start the second half, the Salt with the ball to start the half of play. Got the stealing machine inbound. Looks like it's going to go to Wishmore in the backcourt. Moore gets it over to Glenn and Jelly. Now they're going to move the ball around the perimeter. Looks like Carter's back on the court for both teams. And a foul going to be called on Clay. Moore to Hayes. Hayes into Moore. Back out to Schindler. Schindler inside. Now Schindler in the faint shot. No good. Rebound's going to go out of bounds off of Delta. Got a steal machine inbound, a little lob, touch pass, shot by Nelson, and it's good. Clay will bring it up for the Panthers. Over to Gustin, back to Clay. Landon to Bear, Easton over to Brayden. Sprout to Clay, back to Sprout, over to Johnson, right side, can't get the jumper to go. Rebound by the Longhorns. We're on the perimeter now. Lyman Jelly to Schindler. Over to Hayes. Long pass to Lyman Jelly. Lyman Jelly drags his foot as he throws. It could have been a travel. It's not called. Hayes. Now to... I think that's Lyman Jelly in the corner. Nope, Lyman Jelly at the top of the key. Around to Moore on the left side, Moore behind the back, and a double team. Has to Schindler at the top. Schindler picks up the dribble, gets it back to Moore at the top. 6:30 left in the third. Moore over to Schindler. Schindler baseline. Shot blocked by there. Easton gets the ball. Second block of the game by Easton. Clay at the top. Now to Tucker J. Tucker can't get the shot to go off the side of the iron. And now back the other way. Right to left for the Longhorns, left to right for the Panthers. Lob in to Nelson, back out. Hayes over to Moore, and into Jason's three balls good. Delta's lead now 10, 40-30 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard, 5:50 left in the third. Lob pass to Sprout. Sprout spots up, and into Jason's three ball. No good. Rebound Basalt. Longhorns quickly back the other way now. Moore up ahead to Schindler and Easton Bear. Thought he got all ball, but the body made contact, and he'll be called for his third foul. Brendan Bear ready to check into the game. after the Greg and Christy Stratton and Renax Mountain West pre-press. Greg and Christy Stratton with Renax Mountain West, a combined 41 years of experience on Delta County real estate, experience and expertise to get the job done. Call Greg or Christy Stratton today for your real estate needs, 970-234-4734, 970-216-0274. So Schindler, this is the first, makes the second. 40-31 Delta on the Sunflower Room scoreboard, 5.5 left in the quarter. Sprout has that one knocked away, stolen by the Salt. Moore brings it up, stops, shoots, and it is no good. Rebound by the Longhorns. That's going to be Nelson. Now they're going to kick it out to the perimeter. Moore's going to end up with a loose ball. Now Hayes. Over to Moore. Moore inside to Schindler. Now, underneath, ball's going to be knocked away by Delta. Clay ends up with it. Left corner for Johnson. Now back around to the right side. Just inside the arc is Sprout. And Bear. Cutting underneath the basket. Going to take an elbow in the face. It'll be the first foul on Nelson. Grand Mesa Motors Works substitution, Ryland Bynum in the game. Delta going to stack it on the Dowdy Steel Machine inbound. It's going to go to Clay on the right elbow. They try to work it inside to Johnson. Knocked away by the Longhorns now, Basalt. Moore, long-range, three-ball drains it. 6-point advantage for Delta, 4:40 left in the third. 40-34 in the Sunflower Room scoreboard. I think Delta's going to call a Delta Cabinet Company timeout. Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV side-by-side snowmobile and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines for today's best clothing and accessories, they got it. Grand Mesa Motorsports also features a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. That's Grand Mesa Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50, Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. So Delta's come out a little cold here in the second half, which allows Salt to get back within six. It's 40-34 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard, 4:36 left in the quarter. It's going to be Bynum, Brendan Bear, Johnson, Gossine, and Clay on the floor for the Panthers. Dowdy Steel Machine inbound goes to Clay in the backcourt. Lob pass over to Gossine. Gossine looking. Long skip pass to Clay on the right side, back to the top, and Bynum around to Gossine, back to Bynum at the top. Bynum tries to get it inside to Bear. Brendan now underneath to Johnson, can't get the runner to go. Fight for the loose ball. Are they going to call a Taco Time jump ball? Or is it a foul against Delta? It is. It's going to be on Dr. J. That'll be his first. So Moore to bring it up for the Longhorns. Nope. Excuse me, it'll be Hayes. Hayes to Lyman and Jelly. Lyman and Jelly to the left corner. Nelson. Ball knocked away, picked up by Gossine. Gossine puts on the brakes, dribbles back out. Clay at the top of the key to Johnson. Back out to Gossine. Gossine to Johnson. Hayden Grayson's three ball, no good. Rebound Bear. Bear fouled on the foot back. He'll go to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratton and rematch Mountain West free throws. Delta's Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta's Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive. Truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta's Hardware help you with your next project. So Brendan going to miss the first. Can't get the second either. Rebound to Salt. Delta's lead remains 6, 40-34 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. 3:40 left in the third quarter. Moore over to Hayes. Hayes back to Moore at the top. Moore to Hayes on the right side. Hayes inside to Nelson. Turnaround jumper good from 15 feet, and the cross now within four. Clay to Gassine. Gassine over to Clay, right side. Clay inside to Johnson. Back out to Clay to Bynum at the top. Bynum to Clay, right side. Now Tucker Jacobs inside the right corner arc. Shot is no good. Johnson, I don't think he's made a shot here. I know he hasn't made a basket here in the second. Celtics still got 40, which is what they had at the half. DeSalt gets some more. Now they go inside. Underneath to Schindler. He's going to lose it. Goes to Bynum. The Delta with another opportunity here. 2:50 left in the third. Clay works it into Johnson. Back out to Gassine. Gassine thinking about driving to the right corner. And in creation, three ball from the corner by Bynum. And Delta now back up to a 7-point lead, 43-30 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Schindler going to have that one stolen by Clay. Lob back to Clay. This pass going to be knocked out of bounds after the Bynum steal. Delta with possession, though. 2:22 left in the third. Delta leads 43-36 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Lob inbound goes to Johnson. Now got seen. Clay. Right corner. Bynum. Bynum looking to drive. Gets in the lane. Can't get the runner to go. Rebound to Salt. Moore over to Loomis, who's streaking up the floor, and he'll lay it in, and Johnny Gassine is on the court beyond the baseline. And Coach Ham, Coach Ames over to check on their point guard. Excuse me, shooting guard. Get an injury timeout as Braden Stroud will check back into the game. Brad Mason Motorsports substitution. 2 minutes left in the third. Delta leads 43-38 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Clay over to Sprout. Has it knocked out of bounds by Moore? Clay back to Sprout. Now Clay. Now to Johnson inside to Fred Bear, hooping the arm. Bear to the line for an end one. Great. Christy Stratton in the next Mountain West free throw here. Can't get it to go. Rebound to Salt. Loomis. Ahead to Moore. Back to Loomis. Now Moore all alone steps back in information. Three ball. No good. Rebound Loomis. Loomis at the top of the key. Over to Gatlin. Now in the right corner and Larvin Shelley. Ron Gatlin at the top around to Moore on the left side. Moore into a double team. And they're going to call a top of time jump ball. Forced by Braden Spud. Delta the last possession. Rylan Bynum with the Dowdy Steel Machine inbound. Clay at the top of the key, back to Sprout. Sprout will dribble to his left, now gets between the defenders. Over to Clay, now they go into Johnson underneath the Bear. Bear over the top, he gets it to go. Bear with eight. Lyman Jelly. Over to Gatlin. Gatlin on the right elbow. Now Loomis at the top. Loomis started by Sprout. Moore. Lyman Jelly. 49 seconds left in the third. This pass going to be stolen by Clay. Clay can't get it to go. Rebound Bynum. Can't get the foot back. Sprout's going to take it back out of the arc. So Delta on the perimeter might be playing for the final shot. They get it in the paint. The Bear. Bear will be fouled as he's going to the hoop. Will they say this is on the floor? They will indeed. So, 14th foul for the Longhorns. Second on Nelson. Delta has the ball underneath their basket. That's the name with the Dowdy steal machine inbound. Goes to Bynum. Back toward half court, 23 seconds left in the half quarter. 47-38 Delta on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Bynum picks up his dribble, goes to Bear. They go underneath the Goff. Goff's going to have his shot blocked and go out of bounds. Delta's going to maintain possession. Clock stops with 12 and a half seconds left in the third quarter. Ball's going to go to Bynum at the top. Bynum's going to dribble now. 10 seconds. Bynum to Gassine. Gassine looking, gets it into Bear. Bear in the paint. Floater, no good! At the end of three, Delta leads 47-38 on the Santa Clara Room scoreboard. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Basketball, presented by Jerry Ryder, State Farm Insurance.
A&M Creations on Main in Delta, voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant. Steak, food, burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. Stop in at 305 Main Street in Delta, where they're making dining experiences.
Mark Kenner back with you in the Panther Den at Delta High School. Delta Panthers basketball presented by Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance is the local trust and State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his Mason staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. The Longhorns, I believe, will have the session to start the final stanza here. 8 minutes of basketball left. Delta leads 47-38 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Hayes with the basketball. Tries to get it inside. Steal going to be made by Bear. Brendan gets it to Gustine. Gustine looking to split the double team. Kicks it out to Sprout. Sprout long pass to Bynum. A&A creates the three ball from the left side. No good. Fight for the loose ball. Bear's going to come up with the rebound. Work it into Brendan now underneath the Goff. That pass going to be knocked out of bounds. McDuff is going to sub the starters in. Back in on the Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. Lob goes to Gottsdine. Clay keeps it from a backward violation. Orlando over to Sprout, Brady. To Gassine, Johnny G at the top, back to Sprout. Now he'll dribble to his left, jumps up, drops it off to Johnson. Record save for two! Ball's to go out of bounds off of Delta. Sprout trying to get the steal. Even Wyatt Loomis thought it went out of bounds off of him. Wish Moore will check back into the game for the Longhorns on the Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. Loomis to Hayes. Hayes to Loomis. Loomis from the free throw elbow. Can't get the bounce. And Delta's going to come up with the rebound. That's Johnson. Now on the other end, and a foul going to be called on, I believe that's Hayes for the Longhorns. The third on Hayes, 15 foul for the Longhorns. Inbound goes to Sprout. Sprout on the right side, crossover. Justine now on the perimeter. They work it out to Easton Bear. Oh, and he throws it away, trying to get the long cross-court pass to Sprout on the right side. Coach Rob Ames coaching Easton up on that one. Moore. Started by Sprout, looking for the screen. Gets it, but Moore gets to a double team. Gets it up to Schindler. Schindler going to be called for the travel. 6:27 left in the game. Hunter Goff back in on the Mesa Motorsports substitution. Delta with possession and the lead, 49-38 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Delta's biggest lead's been 15 in this game. Sprout in the lane. Behind the back pass to Johnson. Can't get it to go. Rebound by Goff. Can't get the foot back, but others are going blind to and make the motorsport. Excuse me, Greg and Kristen Kratz and Remax Mountain West free throws. And in Creations on Main and Delta, go to 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant. Steak, seafood, burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at Alien Creations on Main, stopping at 305 Main Street in Delta, where they're making dining experiences. If they can't get the first free throw, he'll have a second chance here. Drains the second one. That's Hunter's first point. A little north of 6 left in the game. Delta leads 50-38 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Moore. Over to Loomis. Loomis in trouble, and Crowdy going to be called with the foul. A little too aggressive by Brady. Fourth team foul for the Panthers, second on Brady. Got a shield machine inbound, goes to the backboard. That is Moore. Gets it up to Loomis. Loomis moves to his left. Now back to Moore at the top. Moore to Loomis. Back to Moore. Over to Hayes on the right side. Inside the lineman jelly shot. He'll get off the front iron. Rebound by Goff. Delta back the other direction. I've got seen. Play. Lando waiting for something to set up here. Gets the screen from Johnson. He'll kick it out to Sprout. Sprout in the lane. Gets it to Gustine. Gustine over to Clay. And in Creations, three ball from the right side. No good. Johnson comes up with the rebound and a collision going for the loose ball. Then Sprout's going to be called for his fourth. Joe Grisales will sub in with the Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. Actually, only three on Sprouty. Sprout thought he was done dirty on that one. Moore, over to Hayes. Hayes to Moore, spots up and in faces. Three ball from deep at the top. 9-point advantage to Delta, 50-41 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard, 5 minutes left in the game. Dish to Gustine. Gustine drives the lane underneath to Goff. Can't get the shot to go. Joe fighting for the rebound. And they'll call a tackle time jump ball, Delta with possession. Clay with the basketball. Over to Garcia on the left side. Oh, he thought about that long range. And in Creations, three ball. Rosales. Now back to the top and Garcia. Garcia. Crossover. Not sure what to do here. Garcia. Looking for some movement, looking for something. Now he's going to drive the lane. Runner is no good. Loose ball. And a soccer time jump ball forced again by Joe Grisales. Both sides looking for a foul. They're really the Delta Cabinet Company timeout by the Longhorns. Since 1935, Dodge Steel Machines offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, crane service, powder coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dodge Steel Machine, and they will help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dodge Steel and Machine. 4:24 left in the game. Delta leads the Salt, 50-41 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. The Salt has 16 fouls. Delta with 5. Delta's going to have Goff, Rosales, Johnson, Clay, and Jacine on the court coming out of the timeout. Basalt, the basketball, Dowdy Steel Machine, inbound into the backcourt. Moore with the basketball. To Hayes. Hayes moves to his right, back to Moore. Now they lob it inside to lineman Jelly. He gets tied up. There's Hunter Goff. Hunter's going to force the tackle time jump ball. and dealt to the last possession. Looks like we're going to get a little pressure from the Longhorns now. A little 1-2-2 zone pressure. Delta gets it in. Clay to Gossin. Gossin trying to get it across midcourt. And he does. And Gossin gets by the defender. Now he's going to be in the lane. Now back out to the top. Backs up to midcourt. Gossin looking for a play. Gets it over to Clay on the left side. Pass going to be knocked away by the Salt and taken. Basalt. And Moore going to have his shot blocked by Gossin. Back on the other side. Gossin is pushing with the lay-in. Delta Captain and Company time out by Delta. Do you need help to relax? Let Stacy Sticky at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. I'll make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Sticky at the Sunflower Room. 3:42 left in the game. Delta leads 52-41 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. The Salt going to have possession here. More to bring it up for the Longhorns. Over to Hayes on the right side. Now the Moore in the right corner. Moore dribbles out. Gets it into Langenjelly. They try to go underneath and a steal by Johnson. Johnson almost threw that away, but not being able to come up with it. Johnny G to Clay at the top. Now Rylan Bynum is back in the game. One dribble has it knocked away and a steal by Gasault, and Bynum's going to be called for the foul trying to get the ball back. And I think Gasault's going to go, nope. Both teams with 16 fouls now. First foul called on Ryland. Again, Moore to bring it across the time stripe for the Longhorns. A little more than three left here in the game. Get it over to Gatlin. Now Langenjelly back out to Gatlin. Shield by Gossin. Clay to Bear. Brendan inside to Johnson. Over the arm. Tucker J with 16 unofficially, and he'll be going to the line for an and one. The Greg and Christy Stratton are in that Mountain West free throw. Loomis to check back in to the game. The Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. Three-point play complete. 55-41 Delta on the Sunflower Ring scoreboard. Loomis over to Gatlin. Gatlin gets it inside to Nelson. Turnaround jumper no good. Rebound Brendan Bear. Down into the hands of Clay. Clay across the time stripe. A little more than 2:30 left here in the game. They work it inside to Johnson. Turns around at the free throw line. Jumper good. Loomis looking to his coach for the play. He get it in. This one almost knocked away. Gotten back. Pulled back in by the Longhorns, and a foul going to be called on Brendan Bear. That'll be Brendan's first. Both teams in the bonus now, so Longhorns to the line for 1-1. Taco Times, a quick service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared homestyle Mexican food, and open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. to get you for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Charms, 707 Main and Delta. Hayes makes the first. Can't get the second, and it's a rebound by Brendan Bear. Brendan with seven boards so far on the night unofficially. Bynum on the right elbow. Bynum, long pass to Clay. Clay. To Gossin, back to Bynum on the right side. Bynum. Over to Gossin. Gossin to Bynum. He passed to Clay. They work it inside to Johnson. Johnson back out to Clay. Delta running clock now. Is this pass going to be knocked out of bounds by Moore? Delta leads 57-42 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard, 147 left in the game. As I mentioned, both teams in the bonus zone. Any fouls were going to the line. Tucker Johnson gets the Doughty filling machine inbound to the right corner, and he's going to throw it away. This is going to be out of bounds on the other end of the court. Afraid it would have been a over and back regardless of the turnovers. So the salt with the basketball underneath their own basket. Inbound to the right corner, Loomis is standing, gracious three ball, no good. Rebound by Moore, who's facing, and then he'll get the ball back. They're working inside to Nelson, back out to Hayes, Hayden, gracious three ball, good. Chelsea Cabinet Company timeout by the Longhorns. We will take a quick break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Basketball, presented by Jerry Ryder, State Farm Insurance.
I'm Mason Motorsports, the Delta's premier ATV side-by-side snowmobile and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they got it. Brand Mason Motorsports also features a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit Brand Mason Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50. Brand Mason Motorsports, where you are the number one priority.
Welcome back to the Panther Den. Mark Camper here with you. And less than 90 seconds left in the game. Delta, a 12-point advantage, 57-45. Delta's had as big of a lead as 15 here today. Delta will have possession coming out of the Longhorn timeout. Like we're going to get some pressure from the Longhorns, but they'll be able to get it in and across the sideline. That's Clay underneath the Bear, and it's good. Brendan now with 10 unofficially. Fish Moore in creation three ball, no good. Rebound Loomis. Loomis almost loses it, instead gets it underneath to Nelson, who will be fouled by Tucker Johnson. And not sure you can get much cleaner than that. Maybe a little too much body contact. Nelson to the line for 1-1. They were pre-owned. It's easy to shop, save, and buy from Rutland Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget. Flip service made easy with drop-off and pick-up available. Visit HelmetMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Helmet Motor Company. Delta can't get the second one. It's going to go out of bounds off of the salt. 60 seconds left in the game. Delta with a 13-point advantage. Delta gets by the pressure. Johnson to Bynum. Right corner looking to drive baseline. Kicks it back out to Gustine. Gustine to Bynum in the left corner now. Draw pass going to be stolen. Nope, taken back by Gustine. And a foul by the Faze. So it's going to be Loomis that gets called for his first foul. The same Gustine to the line for Greg and Christy Stratton and the next Mountain West free throw, 1-1. Rattles in and out, no good. And a rebound by Basalt. And a Nelson is going to be called for the travel, could not get the touch pass off. We're taking a step, but Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution for the Longhorns of Schindler is back in. Gustine gets the inbound over to Clay. Clay quickly up the court now. Clay is going to be fouled as Loomis grabs his arm. Delta student session believes they will win, but they very well could be right up 13 with less than 30 seconds left here in the game, and Clay going to the line for 1-1. Grant made the Motorsports substitution for the Longhorns. Like Hayes will be back into the game. play. It's his first point of the game. The Bad Dragons are Stratton. Remax Mountain West free throw. See what he can do with the back end here.
Drains it.
To play with 2 points on the night. 26 seconds left. Moore splits the defender. Can't get it to go. Ball's going to go out of bounds off of Delta. 18.9 seconds left in the game. Delta up 61-46. The Sunflower River scoreboard. They get to Hayes. Now Gatlin at the top spot at the top of the key. Penetration. Three ball. No good. Rebound by Gossoon. Gossoon going to dribble this out as well as the clock. Johnny G just going to hold it in front of Delta's bench. And that is how this basketball game will end. Delta wins 61-46 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Player of the game going to be Tucker Johnson. Unofficially tonight, 19 points, 3 boards, an assist, and 2 steals. Brendan Barron, 10 points and 3 8 boards off the bench, also a couple of steals. Brayden Sprouse, 12 points, 2 boards, or 3 rebounds, 4 assists, and a steal. Ethan Bear, 6 points, 3 boards, a steal, and a couple of blocks on and off. Had a single point and 2 rebounds. Tyler Bynum with 3 points and a steal. Randall Clay, those 2 free throws just a few seconds ago are his only points. He also had a couple of boards, a couple of assists, and a steal. And Johnny Gustine, 7 points, a rebound, a steal, and a block. So the Panthers will be back here tomorrow in the den, Dallas Central. I'll be streaming a little before the girls skip at 2 p.m. Once again, the final score of tonight's boys' game, Delta 61, the Salt 46. You can stream Delta Panthers basketball presented by Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance. Have a good night.